It's a good 3 points for your side, isn't it?
Yeah, really good 3 points. You know, they came with a good weapon in Nuhui today. I thought he was a handful. They played the ball up to him quickly and got their technical players around him. And I think they're a threat. I think they're, you know, they'll mould into a good side. They've got so many options available to them. They brought in so many players and some very technical players. And, you know, we knew we had to be aware of that. And first off, I didn't think there was a lot in it. I thought we created the best chances, actually. But there wasn't a lot in the game. And second half, for 20 minutes after half time, I thought they were very good. They put us under a lot of pressure. We couldn't really find a pass. We couldn't quite find a weapon to open them up. And then slowly but surely, after about 20 minutes, the tide just started to turn. The feel of the game started to turn. And, you know, really pleased with the substitutions. I think they play a vital part. I've always believed in substitutes being ready. And they've shown today they were.
That first 15 minutes after half time, those two centre forwards, that was a tricky period, wasn't it, for you?
Yeah, I mean, they you know, Forestieri, we know, is a good player and you know, obviously, we've been bought in. And as I suggest, Nuhui was an absolute handful today. And I thought our centre-halves did terrifically well to deal with him. Because when them players of that physical size and stature, when they're on form, they're hard to mark and hard to deal with. And I thought our two stuck at it, stuck to task. And particularly when they had their noses sort of up and just edging it. After half time, I thought our two centre half stuck to task and played really strong, as did Dorigwa, as did Ben Mee. Tom Heaton's ended up weirdly hardly having to make an actual save, but there was that lot of feel of pressure and that feel of top third play from them. But as I suggest, you know, the team is still forming, the group is still forming, it's not there yet, but we've just taken 3 wins on the trot, and, which is not easy to do in itself, so it's a tough one for me. I'm not, you know, I don't want to be too hypercritical, but I said to the players, there's still more to come from us, there's still more work on the training field. And a lot of it is just time together. It's getting the players to understand each other. Andre's got different weaponry than the past players we've had. And Ruben Hennings has looked fitter and sharper, and he comes in again. And Chris Long's got something to look at, you know, now to, as a younger player, to look at and, like, this is what I've got to do. You know, good signs from the players here. But there are only signs. We've still got work to do. We still want to be more fluid with the ball. We still want to open up teams more with the ball. And I think it is beginning to adapt. There's a great mentality, there always is, and there's a great physicality, as in the energy of the side. And I thought they were on show for sure. And in the end, you know, you've got to score and you've got to keep the other end shut. And we did that enough to win another game.
You mentioned your programme notes that you perhaps feel as though you're not quite hit top form. With what you just said in mind, are you somewhere nearer to that now or not?
No, I don't think it's a case of... I must make it clear, I'm not saying we're miles away. You know, they're fine margin. It's more of an awareness of how the group are operating as them, not always what we're offering them. You know, sometimes it's just getting familiar with the players you're playing with and relationships, on-pitch relationships, this is how they click, how they understand each other. You know, the group has been pretty solid, if you think about it, for 2 seasons, not just one. The group we had, sorry. And then we've had Barnes' injury, and then, of course, 3 sales. So that's 5 players, 5 very important players who have been working as a unit for more or less 2 seasons. Now we're having to remodel, rethink it, rechange it, but then glue it all back together and make it all work fluidly again. And it can take time. But during that period, I think we've shown the basic principles of what you need to do to win football matches. And barring a big decision go against us against Birmingham, I thought we would have won that one as well. So, you know, there's strong signs, but I still think there's more work to be done.
You mentioned impacts off the bench. Matt Taylor, technically, that looked like a very difficult chance. And he buried that for you, didn't he?
Yeah, fantastic. We know Matt's quality, amongst others. And, you know, a lovely stand-up from Andre. A really nice, strong bit of play to get turned. Lovely stand-up, a great finish. And then Andre's will and his demand and his improved fitness and sharpness, I thought was absolutely fantastic. To go and make a chance for himself out of pressing from the front, which I like the team to do. I mean, it just goes to show, if you're willing to do that, you will get in. And I thought he was unlucky with a keeper twice before when he'd pressed the keeper and nearly got a block on to score a goal. And he finally gets the block on. But then his composure, you know, once he's got into the box, to nick it round the defender and smash it in, you know, that's good signs of a goal scorer.
And to score on home debut as a striker must be terrific for him.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, it's one of them things, isn't it? You know, you sign for a few quid and people are immediately, oh, will he score, et cetera, et cetera. But today, as I said, I thought his sharpness in his play, people still adapting to him, him adapting to the side, getting used to playing with 2 strikers. Don't forget, at Brentford, he played as a single striker most of the time. So, you know, all of them things, adapting to new people, new surroundings, new ground. He's doing very well at the moment. But like I say, there's people behind him. I'm really pleased with the way Ruben Hennings is working, really pleased with Chris Long. Vokes is getting sharper. You know, good signs from our strikers. There's a nice little mix there. And you know, behind all that, the unfortunate side with Djukovic down at Bristol. But I spoke to him in the week. He's in a good place. You know, he's had his operation, so he starts his road to recovery. So a good group there, and a very supportive group. Still got Dean Marnie to get fit. Still got Joe Barton to get fit. You know, still getting life into other people at the club, and then it's my decision to make it mould into a team that we can continue winning.
Joey Barton close or not?
Not yet, but he's working very well. He's enjoying it so far. He's enjoying the group. I think he likes the endeavour and the honesty of the group, and I think he wants to play his part with the obvious quality of a player who's played at the highest level for a long time.
And Chris Long, as you mentioned, he's in and around it for the first time in the matchday squad, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in and around it anyway. You know, as a young player, I wanted to get him. He's been in and around the group. He's been, you know, I explained it to him. Come in the dressing room, get used to it, get the feel of it over the last few weeks. And then today I gave him a full 10 seconds or whatever he was on for. But, you know, that was just one of them things. But, it's important. He's hungry to do well. He wants to do well. He's training better and better all the time, how we want the players to train. As I suggest, there are really good signs. I'm really pleased with a lot of things. And I'm being a bit critical, but I still think the fluidity of the team has to improve. It will do with time and with, like I say, with the team understanding, working in training, the relationship side of it on the pitch. That will improve over time. And some of it is just having time together and plenty of work together.
So you just won three on the spin and there's still more to come then?
Well, like I say, I'm not saying that to be clever or anything or to be too demanding. I just think, you know, games like today when they have the upper hand, which is hard. It's hard to dominate games for a full 95-odd minutes. You know, I make that clear. Within that, we could still dampen it down by using the ball better. You know, and I think that's the bit that we're nearly but not quite at the moment. You know, using the ball better, securing the ball and being more productive with it. And that will come, I think, as the team get used to each other, particularly with the pairs of strikers that we tend to use. Sometimes we use a one, but usually with the two. And that front to the team, that plays a big part in how we play. So how them relationships can form up there, and then looking back at the midfield and the defenders, etc., then that's the bit I'm really looking at. The framework of the team, tactically, very good. We deal with most oppositions and their shapes pretty well overall. You know, often teams now play with five in midfield, which, you know, it's not rocket science. They probably will have more of the ball over 95 minutes if you've got five players in midfield. And often that fills up the midfield, so it's hard to pass through there. So, you know, we do look at the tactical side, and I think we've delivered that quite well. Energy's outstanding. We know that from the stats. It is just them details, and I think there's more to come with that. And as I suggest, it's mainly the possession-based game that we want to improve on. We've done it so well here in the past and been very productive, and we want to keep improving that.
But allowing the opposition to have possession and plenty of it has not been something I don't think that's affected you and your team too much, has it, in recent seasons?
No, what I mean is, we don't allow them. As you know, we like to press and we want to get the ball back. What I mean is, if you're overloaded, if you've got nine players, you know, all wanting the ball from a deeper position, which is the on-trend thing for most teams across football now, then, of course, it's fair to say that it's unlikely that you're going to dominate possession when they're in, you know, 300 passes of the game or in the back third of the pitch. They're not in your top third. Well, that's the business end. So as long as our top third, or their top third, which is our defensive third, is quiet, I'm quite happy if they have 500 passes around the back, you know. So what I'm saying is that the tactical side of the game, we've done quite well with. But then when we get it back, we've got to obviously find pockets to play, find, you know, good, secure possession, and then get that fluid play and that anticipation of the next pass, etc., to go and be more productive in creating good chances. And as I suggest, after 20 minutes of the second half, 20 or so minutes, it just started where you just felt it. We were holding the ball up better. We started to skewer it better. Tendai got forward better. And all of a sudden, we started creating them chances, starting opening them up, and of course, end up winning 3-1.
He looks like a snip for you, doesn't he?
He's looking good at the moment. He's enjoying it. I think he's come in. He stays under the radar. He's quite quiet, but very professional. He's got a good demand about him, which we, you know, we know the lads at Chesterfield, and they were really big on him. And when we finally got personalised on him, and, you know, our scouts knew about him, and when we played them in pre-season, he just looked right, you know. And I thought, yeah, you're looking like a player with that demand. He's only 23, wants to improve, and he's showing good signs of that so far.
And you mentioned just finally 2 years ago, the word you mentioned quite often was relentless. You go again Tuesday night now, don't you?
Yeah, well, it is. It's not just a buzzword. It is the reality of being in the Championship. We know it, we get it, we understand it. And we look to deliver big performances on that basis. You know, we have to keep going week after week, bi-weekly, you know, whatever it comes around. And the signs there again today, you know, the fitness is outstanding in the group. We'll be ready to go.